Hey there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast. I've got an awesome tip to share with you. This week's tip is extremely simple, in theory at least. When you're working in the tax sell business, remove all emotions. Become emotionless. As a tax sell investor, you are buying based on numbers alone. That is it in its simplest form. Now listen, if you're looking to move into a piece of real estate, maybe you buy it, you're gonna move your family there, then fall in love with it if you want to. But as an investor, you must have zero emotions. And I promise you, this sounds much, much easier said than done. I've got a few different examples of this that I want to help illustrate my point. The first one took place a number of years ago. I told a friend about the tax sell business, the very basics behind it, and that was about it. He knew that I was attending an upcoming tax sale, but didn't say too much about it. To my surprise, he actually shows up at this tax sale about 15 minutes into it. It was a very lengthy multi-day sale. So the fact that he was late wasn't that big of an issue, although I did not get to say much to him because the auction was ongoing. Didn't want to interrupt everybody else. But while I had explained the basics to him, he didn't ask for any additional details, try to understand strategy, and didn't do a lick of research from what I can tell. Nonetheless, he placed a bid on a property shortly after arriving. He ended up losing that property to another investor. He placed a bid on a second property a short time later, and he lost that property to the very same investor. About 30 minutes later, a third property that he wanted to bid on pops up. He placed his bid and two other guys started to bid against him, including the same investor that had beat him two times prior. His frustration was mounting and he continued to bid. I looked down at my notes and I realized he quickly exceeded my maximum bid amount for that property, yet he kept bidding over and over. And unfortunately, so did the other two investors. By the time it was all said and done, he had spent somewhere around five times my max bid amount, and he paid more for the property at the tax sale than it was worth on the open market. We went out for lunch break, and I asked him, why? Why would you pay so much money for that property? What did you know about the property that I, the so-called experienced one, did not? His response, there's nothing special about that property, but he didn't want him to outbid me, referencing the competing bidder who was down the hallway. It was nonsense, and he paid for it. He paid too much money for this property simply because he did not want to get outbid. He let his emotions get the best of him. Another example took place not too long ago. Prior to a tax sale, I was speaking to a gentleman local to this area that I was investing in, and he was discussing his love of a certain type of architecture. Now, I love beautiful buildings, different designs, architecture, all that stuff, but it will never be the basis for any of my investments. This gentleman went on to overpay for not one, but two Tudor-style homes simply because he liked the way they were designed. Seemed kind of odd. I've also known people that will go to sell one of their tax sale investment properties, and they'll decide to list that property with a realtor. Good for them. That's one of the strategies to exit tax defaulted real estate. But instead of listing it with a top producing realtor experienced in that property type, they will choose one of their friends who does real estate kind of on the side. Maybe they just got their license. They do it part-time amongst their other jobs since they're just starting out and just learning the business. And when it takes far too long for that property to sell, I'll ask them, why did you not pull the listing and give it to somebody who has more experience? The response is usually along the lines of, but I didn't want to hurt my friend's feelings. So instead, they hurt their own wallet, because that makes a lot of sense. So what is the best way to remove emotions from your investments and to eliminate you putting yourself into stories like this one? It's very simple. Follow systems. Develop a system for every aspect of your business. Now, these systems will change over time, and you might need to be flexible. But the idea is that your system dictates how you operate within your business. For example, a system for you might be that if a property is less than, say, $10,000, you're not going to pay more than 30% of its fair market value, and later you're going to sell it with an as-is title at 70% of its fair market value with a clean title to another investor, presumably. So what does that do? That gives you the max price you can pay for that property. It also gives you your selling price when you go to exit that property. It also provides you with your exit strategy. All of this is done in advance. If it does not fit in that box, then skip it. This removes the temptation to get into a bidding war with another person when your emotions are high, when all of your anxiety is really ramped up at the tax sale auction, when you're ready to hold that bidder sign up, when you're ready to click that bid button, whatever it is, it removes all of those emotions from you. If it doesn't fit within those parameters, you skip it. Now, obviously, if you develop some sort of system like that and those numbers don't work, what do you need to do? You don't need to try to adjust them on the fly. Wait until the auction's over. Go back to the drawing board and make changes, but only do that when you're not in the middle of the action, when your emotions are rampant and going crazy. Instead, again, do it after the fact, when you're calm, when you can really think things through, when you can analyze. Another example might be where you buy properties and then you list them with the top producing realtor in town that is experienced with that property type. And you can look at the stats on Zillow or Realtor.com. There's lots of stats that will provide that person for you based on the data online. That's it. So if a friend says, hey, I want to list the property for you, say, I'm sorry. I always list it with the top producing realtor in that area. Now, if you want to take a chance, if you want to try to help your new friend out, you can do that, but understand, it might cost you. So to sum up this episode, investing is not a charity. When you do things wrong, other people benefit at your expense. It's not a feel-good business. It's a numbers game. Remove all emotions. Invest based on set principles, on set parameters, and invest on the numbers. If you do this, you have a much, much smoother career as a tax sale investor. And believe me, I've made all these mistakes myself. So don't think I'm immune to it. But if you try to invest without emotions, it's going to go a lot smoother for you. Listen, I truly hope this helps you out. For more information on tax sale investing, make sure you check out all the links in today's notes, including one to our primary site, where we offer the most comprehensive step-by-step tax sale training at taxsaleacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks. Bye-bye.